My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Monday all day here at WEEI. We are at Gillette Stadium waiting a big smile on Gerard Mayo's face when he joins us at 9. Before that, though, we will get to Boomer Esiason at 8:20. Curtis dunking on all the Bill Belichick fans all morning long, and we'll continue that.
I would just say the people that were wrong. That would be more accurate.
And so we will certainly enjoy our talk with Gerard Mayo after a win week number one. Before that, though, we got to get to the rest of the news.
College students are back in the city, so that means it's time for Boston police to warn of spiked drinks when students go out on the town. We can hear from Boston Area Rape Crisis Center employee Isa Wodengeiser on Boston 25.
1 in 5 women experience attempted or completed sexual assault during their college career. We need to have broader messages about prevention. We're calling on college campuses as leaders, as people entrusted with our students.
Do you worry about it when you go out? I'm always telling Julia Hill, the only thing I know to do is to put the napkin over the drink.
Yeah. I mean, my parents always say, don't leave your drink unattended.
But
always.
Do you think about it? Like, it's...
I thought about it more when I was single, but I thought about it a lot. I was on a date once, and it was definitely not the date. I think it was a bartender, and I lost it.
You did?
Yeah. A place that I didn't go back.
You're sure
to the place.
That wasn't just 5 skinny marks?
No, it was one glass of red wine.
Really?
Wow.
One. That's scary.
I called my mom. My mom stayed on the phone with me the entire time until I was back in my apartment.
You think it was the bartender?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. So you have to be careful. And you have to, like, you know your body, you know your limits. If you start feeling a little off from one drink... I mean, get yourself to the bathroom, call somebody you trust, and make sure that you can get home, because you don't want to reach a point where, you know, you don't remember anything.
Yeah.
It's definitely a worry in the city right now. But now they're coming out with all of those things. I mean, if I'm just always out with Santo right now. So if God forbid something happened, I know that he's there to take care of it. To beat someone up.
Right.
But now they have those straws that
change.
What
is he going to, like, whip them about the head and face with his sweater cape?
Yeah, maybe. Those hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just as long as you, like you said, and how often, I guess maybe that's the biggest thing to, you know, women of all ages, don't leave your drink. Just always keep it in your hand. take it with you. If you got to go to the bathroom, give it to your homegirl or something like that.
Yep.
Or if somebody offers to buy you drinks, you go up there, you go to the bar, and you say, I want this, and you see the bartender make it.
Yeah, but you just, I mean, they make so many things now, whether it's the straw that changes colors while you're drinking it, and if it has something in it.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
There's a bunch of different, there's a cover now that they make that you can bring with you. It kind of looks like a condom, and it goes over the top of your drink to make sure nobody can get into it. Yeah, you just have to keep your wits about you.
Okay.
An irrational fear in Needham after a mom and her daughter were attacked by a red-tailed hawk. I believe Mitch is able to show this. Yes, he's going to Shime right now, who's texting. And then he'll be able to show this. Oh, that's nice.
Tension.
Hi, Shime.
Hello.
You look great today. Maya Lim and her 2-year-old daughter, they were outside playing when the hawk swooped down.
Oh, damn.
Scary.
Jeez, that is terrifying.
Yeah. We can hear from Maya about what happened.
I was just playing with my daughter, and then I saw this huge bird just, you know, coming for us. And my first instinct was just to protect her and just get her away. I mean, everything happened so fast.
Wow.
So scary.
That thing was trying to grab the little girl.
Yeah.
With the talons.
Yep.
I have to say, Pudge spent a lot of time at my dad's in Needham. The hawks didn't come then. They waited for him to leave.
Oh, that was nice.
Very nice.
That's
scary.
Very nice of them.
That is terrifying. It's amazing, though, today that everything's caught.
Yeah.
Like Tyreek Hill on the floor, on the road. Like,
yeah, everything's on
everything.
Video.
Yeah. And a tourist effed around and found out. That's the saying.
Nailed it.
They were at Yellowstone National Park. I bet you can guess where this is going.
Oh, God.
Tried to take a photo while petting a bison.
Ooh.
If you're watching on Twitch, Mitch has the video.
Damn. Look at these dumbasses.
Yeah.
What is wrong with these people?
How
idiots.
Long do you have?
And I've never been to Yellowstone, but through doing this story, there are a bunch of signs, I guess, that they have everywhere that says, like, don't pet the fluffy cows.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be tongue-in-cheek, but they're being serious.
No,
like, leave them alone.
What does that thing weigh, like 3,000 pounds?
That is big.
Stay away from it.
I wouldn't even walk past it.
Neither.
Did you see what the bison was eating?
No.
Applebee's boneless tenders.
Really?
All right, dude. Unnecessary shot.
You only had 14.
Jesus.
I mean, this woman's lucky she was able to walk away.
Right.
Yeah.
But just leave the animals alone.
Oh, my God. Well, then they won't get the perfect selfie of the perfect
But in this case, there's somebody catching it on camera.
Right.
Of course there is.
Everything.
Yeah.
Crazy. That's it for the news, but I do want to say, you guys all know Auntie Kathy. It is Brookie, my little cousin's birthday today, so happy birthday to Brooke. She's a big supporter of the show, listens every day on her way to school.
What up, Brooke?
And big supporter of the Greg Hill Foundation.
Oh,
so
happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
how old is Brookie?
Brookie turned 28 today.
Oh, she said she's on her way to school. I thought she was like 16.
No, I know. And I always call her my little cousin. She's really not my little cousin. She's an adult.
All right.
But she's a teacher.
Coming up, we'll talk with Boomer Esiason in 10 minutes at 8:20. This is Derek from Pepperell. Derek, good morning. What's going on?
Morning, guys. I got to let Chris Curtis know. I'm officially the ambassador of the Greg Hill Show. And Wiggy, I want to tell you that my good buddy Mike Maley calls me D Money. I don't know if you realize it, but you call me D Money, so you can call me that. But
got
all good,
D-Money.
Shime. Shime, I got a question. You gave the Patriots no shot whatsoever if Drake May wasn't playing quarterback. What happened?
What do you mean? I believe all weekend I had been trying to make the case for the Patriots to win. If you tuned in at all to the WEI Football Sunday, I was trying to make the case. If you tuned in Saturday morning on the producer show, I tried to make the case. I'm pretty sure on Friday I even tried to be positive and try and make the case for any chance that the Patriots could win. So Derek, I'm not really sure where you're getting your information here, but from the horse's mouth, I would like to say I would have been relatively positive about the New England Patriots, especially with the lack of Jamar Chase. And T. Higgins.
Did you not have a lead like a week ago that they were going to go over?
No, I said it was in play, and that was, but that was also before the news about Jamar Chase and T. Higgins.
But that's not relevant to the team. Like they were better chance of winning, you thought, because of what the Bengals couldn't do, not what the Patriots could do.
Yeah, because I didn't think their offense would score enough, and I still feel like if they had Jamar Chase and T. Higgins at full health, I believe that game would have been a little bit different.
A bit of stress bragging during that. I mean, he talked about working on Saturday, Sunday. There was a bit of stress.
He's a hardworking guy. What
is
that?
Yeah, exactly. So Chris Curtis, what has he been continuously saying? That they had no shot unless Drake May played. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I agree with Shime that I think Drake May should play, but I would also say that I didn't hear all the shows this weekend, but I would say that Shime did not believe the offense was going to look the way it did with Jacoby Brissett.
Well, you know what this tells me?
I don't think anybody did, though. Like, and to be fair, though, the offense wasn't all that good, Curtis. Like, it's not like they were tremendous.
Okay. Andre Stevenson, right. Really.
But you know what this tells me is that if you actually play Drake May, you'll win more than by playing Jacoby Brissett. If the defense and your ability
They could have gotten two wins instead of one?
No. But I'm saying if your defense is going to play this good and your ability to run the football, their second leading rusher of the day was Jacoby Brissett because of his ability when things broke down to get out of there. So imagine if that is Drake May and his athletic ability and how the rush yards he will be able to gain when stuff breaks down. I look at it like, based off of seeing that, I was relatively happy going, all right, the O-line only let up one sack. So if you do get Drake May in there, you're not asking him to do much. It's a lot of dink and dunk, you know, short stuff. If you can coach him to do that, his ability will give you an even greater chance of winning those games where you might get behind and that might be relatively close because your defense – looks like they can keep you in a lot of football games.
Take it with a grain of salt, but Bill Belichick on his show, Coach, on Friday said that Drake May's issues are that he still has trouble when it comes to reads, is throwing mechanics are still an issue, and consistency is what Bill said.
Yeah, so, I would say it'd be difficult for Drake May to be consistent because he hasn't had any consistent playing time.
Right.
One just quick note, I've been overwhelmingly positive today because the Patriots deserve it. The KJ Osborne acquisition does nothing for me. Like, he just was, short, no elusive whatsoever.
I mean, it would help if when he was wide open, the quarterback could put the ball closer than 5 feet above his hands in the air.
But then again, everything would be over his head considering he's like a foot shorter than most wide receivers in the NFL. Like, I don't know. I just found that acquisition to be bewildering watching that. It was good to see Tyquan Thornton on the field.
Yeah. Right.
That's clearly a guy that was a Matt Groh trying to make sure he doesn't get blamed for that pick because he was forcing him the ball a little bit in that offense. But it is just, I don't remember having this feeling of shock the way I did watching that game unfold. Ken and I on Saturday, humble brag, we actually were together for once, and Ken texted me after the game. He's like, we actually talked about this. Like, we said the way they win is that the offense is totally mistake-free and the defense is as good as it was last year. I just didn't think in a million years the offensive line. I mean, the game began with a penalty on the kickoff, and I was like, here we go. We're back to where we were. And then the mistakes just stopped. It was so surprising that it all looked as cohesive as it did. Like, it was shocking to me. I don't remember being that surprised by an outcome.
Well, I don't think he'll tell you if he was shocked, but Jerod Mayo will be here in less than an hour. So we'll talk to Jerod Mayo coming up at 9 here at Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday. And we'll talk to Boomer Esiason about everything week one next. Here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Patriots are 1-0 on the season, taking down Cincinnati 16-10. That drops the Bengals to 1-5 in season opener since 2019. Jacoby Brissett completed 15 of 24 passes for 121 yards. A wild situation in Miami as Tyreek Hill was detained ahead of the Dolphins game against the Jaguars, but a block from Hard Rock Stadium while driving to the game. He received a citation for reckless driving and driving without a license, but video showed him on the ground with an officer's knee on his back. He still played. He scored an 80-yard touchdown. One of the officers has been placed on leave while the incident is under review. In college football, BC took down Duquesne 56-0. They now rank 24th in the AP Top 25. The Sox fell to the White Sox yesterday 7-2. Alex Cora talked about the lack of offense in the loss as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Didn't do much today, offensively. They put the ball in play, found some holes. Obviously, the ninth inning, that happened. But offensively, we didn't do much. We had some traffic at one point, right? First and second, no outs. Second and third, no outs, and we didn't score. Tough one.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today. The Sox now have the Orioles in town, 7:10 first pitch, with Brian Baio getting the start at Fenway. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 58 degrees, sunny skies, afternoon high, gorgeous in the mid-70s. And Greg, starting Thursday through Saturday, could be 80s in the Boston area with sun.
Extended summer, Curtis.
It really
go.
Is.
Thank you for that.
It's my pleasure.
We really appreciate it.
I just hope it doesn't break what Scheim said when he was doing the weather, when he told us that we were going to have our last hot day.
Oh.
I said last crispy day of the summer where it would get into the 90s. I still don't
crispy
think it will.
Crispy means cold, really.
No. It doesn't crispy
weather.
Like hot.
If we're
like
talking.
Hot
if we're talking weather. It's really like crisp.
No,
like the air
no,
is crisp.
Crispy. Oh. When I said it, it meant hot, like hot and crispy.
So we close to the 90s again, Curtis. Or
we
no?
could be. I would never tempt Mother Nature.
I believe it was like 86 degrees when Scheim said it was the last hot day of the year.
Nope, so. I said it specifically because I felt like it was the last 90 degree day of the year.
Well, it was
well,
86.
So, thank you, though. Scheim, were the six of the 20 tenders that you didn't eat too crispy? Is that why?
No, not crispy enough.
Okay, not crispy enough.
I had to go re-crisp them.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we're at Gillette Stadium. Boomer Esiason on week one in the NFL next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are at Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday all day long here at WEEI as your football team shocks the football world with a win, week number one. And we will talk with Gerard Mayo here coming up at 9, so about a half an hour from now. Right now, though, Boomer Esiason, and Boomer is brought to you this week by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com. By Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. By Town Fair Tire, for the best prices on tires. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And Boomer is also brought to you by your New England Kubota tractor dealers. Hey, Boomer, good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's going on? You guys happy this morning?
The football world has awakened shock this morning. That's what's going on.
Yeah, I'll tell you, anybody in a survivor pool, I would tell you that their season's already over, just like the Giants.
Yeah,
that would be my season.
We got one here. Wiggy bet against the Pats.
Yeah, I picked Cincinnati.
Oh, Wiggy. Oh, my God. Wiggy.
Come on, Boomer. You knew that going into this game, did you expect the Patriots to do what they did?
No, of course not. But it's so obvious, like, not to take them in this situation, especially with the Bengals, the way they start the season. And this is like becoming habitual under Zach Taylor, their head coach. They get off these slow starts, and it takes a while for Joe Burrow to get going. And, man, I'll tell you what, I got to say that their defense played great yesterday, and the turnovers, you know, obviously not turning the ball over and then getting two turnovers, especially where the Patriots got those turnovers, was the big plays of the game. But I know Jacoby wasn't great. Watching him, it was like, it was not wasn't a lot of fun, but he didn't turn it over, man. And that is so key in today's NFL. And listen, I'm happy for Coach Mayo. I mean, he gets his first win unexpectedly in a way that, you know, Bill Belichick used to win games like this. You know, like, they could be undermanned. They could be missing players. But somehow, some way, they just have enough to win the game. So they should celebrate. They should be excited. But I don't necessarily know how long this can last.
Well, if the defense plays like it did and then you just run the football, they can do some damage.
Yeah, well, just running the football, that's all right. So that's 25 times for Ramondre Stevenson yesterday. So if he does that every game, he ain't going to be around much longer. I can tell you that. So I'm sure he's beat up, but I'm sure he's also feeling pretty good about his performance yesterday. He had the best running back performance in the league, and it's exactly the formula that they need to win. And you just wonder, as they move on, and whenever they decide to put Drake May in the lineup is going to be the big question. And the other thing that stood out yesterday, if you ask me, is Keon White stood out. He was replacing Matt Judon. I think they knew internally what they had, but they weren't sure until you actually see it for real. And he had a hell of a day yesterday. He was a menace for the Patriots defense.
Boomer, you talk about celebrating now, but looking at all those players after the win, they were so excited for Mayo. As a former player, how much can you really read into that? Can Gerard Mayo get extra wins because these guys are showing up for him? It could that be a difference between what we saw last season with Bill and this season with Mayo?
Yeah, I know. Internally, it probably felt toxic with Bill and Robert Kraft and some of the things that were going on there. And sometimes you just need to release the pressure cooker. And it feels that way right now with the Patriots. And it feels that the players really appreciate kind of the new way of doing things, but they still probably do a lot of the things that they used to do under Bill Belichick. It's just not as intense, but look, the way that they played yesterday defensively, I'm sure he was talking to his team all week long that nobody in the NFL, nobody thinks you can win. You know, that whole mental psychology of we are the underdogs and let's go out there and prove that we can win a against a team like this that everybody thinks is going to the Super Bowl or has a good chance of going to the Super Bowl. So it's a real thing, Courtney. There's no question about it. The players obviously appreciate him. They appreciate the way that he went about, you know, preparing them for this particular game. And honestly, you know, the decision to play Jacoby Brissett, while it wasn't pretty and there weren't a lot of yards, there were very few explosive plays, the fact of the matter is he steadied the ship. He didn't turn the ball over. And maybe as Drake May is standing there watching, believe it or not, he is learning. He is watching how quickly the game is played, all the different adjustments that have to be made on the fly. And, you know, eventually he'll get on the field. It's just that I think Coach Mayo knows exactly what he was doing, and it certainly bore itself out with the victory.
Well, Boomer, that's the thing. Eventually, when is eventually? The offensive line only gives up one sack. They look pretty good. Like you said, it looks like a team that wants to run the football, play good defense, and they want to dink and dunk. So that doesn't take a lot for a rookie quarterback when it comes to just short passes. When is that, in your opinion, or when would you do that? When would you put Drake May in? Because that's what we all want to see.
All right, so you got the Seahawks next at home, the home opener. I don't necessarily know you're playing them there. You got at the Jets and at the 49ers, and then the Dolphins and Texans. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's who's who in the NFL right there. Somewhere in there, he's going to end up playing. If not for just to get some playing time, maybe at the end of one of these games, I don't necessarily know that Jacoby is going to make it through all these games. I mean, that's another part of this, you know, equation. But he'll get in there, Jermaine, sooner or later. I just don't know which game or when it's going to happen or whether or not Jacoby's going to be able to last through these games. You know, he does have a history of injury, hopefully not a serious injury, maybe a twisted ankle or something like that. And then we'll see Drake May. But I don't necessarily know that there's any reason to rush. And one thing I will say, when they get the Patriot Place this morning, there's going to be a big sigh of relief that they won their first game. The first game, as you remember, Jermaine, for all of us who played, is such a big game. And when you win it, you just feel enthused and you can't wait to get to work. And when you lose, and if you lose kind of like the way the Giants lost yesterday or the way the Commanders lost yesterday or the way the Titans lost yesterday, it's miserable showing up to work because the questions start mounting, the fans start ratcheting up the pressure. So this is a great day for the Patriots and for Gerard Mayo.
You mentioned miserable coming to work, Boomer. You also said potentially toxic last year with the demise of the relationship of Belichick and Kraft. From my perspective, yesterday showed that if you stop trying to settle scores with your coaching staff and worry about the actual scoreboard, this team wasn't as awful as it was under Bill Belichick. Am I wrong to read it that way?
Well, for one game at least. I mean, and the player reaction, as Courtney pointed out, tells you all you need to know. I mean, that tells you a lot. That tells you a lot that there was internal pressure coming from every which way. And look, Coach Belichick is the greatest coach in NFL history in my eyes. And sometimes things go stale. Sometimes, you know, when you start losing, people start looking at you in a different way. He had 3 years without Tom Brady. It didn't go well. They tried with Mac Jones. That failed. And now all of a sudden they win a game that nobody thought they were going to win. It's going to feel different. And I do believe that there was a genuine appreciation for the coach in this case. And you could see it and you can hear it in the players' post-game interviews. I mean, they love their coach, and hopefully that will continue. This is a long season. It's week one, and a lot of crazy things happen in week one, and this happens to be probably one of the crazier things that happened week one, that the Patriots won on the road against a potential Super Bowl team.
Dak Prescott got his $240 million.
And thanks for reminding me.
They went on the road, and that Browns offense basically got booed off the field at the end of the first half yesterday, Boomer.
Yep, two quarterbacks under a lot of fire from their home fans, Deshaun Watson and Daniel Jones. And Deshaun Watson looked lost yesterday. And I'm thinking that, you know, Tom Brady had to have a hell of a time trying to do this game because Deshaun Watson doesn't play the game the way the game's supposed to be played. Doesn't play the game the way that Tom Brady played the game. And I was just thinking as I was listening to Brady, as everybody else was, you know, he was I think he was cautious in the beginning. It was a little awkward in the beginning, but then he finally found his sea legs, I thought, as the game wore on. But he's not going to be critical, I don't think, just yet. Because yesterday, Deshaun Watson was awful. I mean, god-awful. And if you run out of the pocket every freaking time, it feels like that's not the way to play quarterback in the NFL. And just think about how the way Tom played it. You know, he sat in the pocket, and if somebody wasn't open, he threw it away. If somebody needed a ball low and away, he threw it low and away. If somebody needed it low and in, he'd throw it low and in. Or if he was going to throw it high, he was going to try to protect his receiver down the sideline. Deshaun Watson did none of that. I mean, he was just god-awful. And I didn't hear a lot of criticism coming from – I was wondering how he was going to handle some of this stuff. And I think right now it's a little bit cautious, but as they find their sea legs, they're going to get better and better and better, and they're going to be – it's going to be more of a casual kind of a conversation as opposed to an interview during the game. But, yeah, I thought Tom Brady did good. I thought Deshaun Watson was awful.
Yeah, I mean, the cesspool that is Twitter might not agree with you.
It was the opportunity for everybody that's been waiting to dunk on Brady to find something he's bad at and have a massive party. That's basically social media yesterday.
Yeah, I talked to a bunch of my buddies yesterday, huge football fans, and, you know, we were talking about Brady as the game was going on. It was a little awkward in the beginning just because I'm sure he was nervous. I mean, he is a human being. I know he's godlike in certain areas, but I mean, it's going to take him a while. And it's funny, when he called Chris Collinsworth up, I think Chris Collinsworth said, "You sure you want to do this?" And the reason for that is because exactly what you're talking about. There's going to be criticism regardless. There are people that love him. There are people that hate him. But I give him a lot of credit because he didn't have to do this. He could do what the Mannings are doing. You know, the Mannings basically are insulated because you only watch the Manning cast because you love the Mannings. If you don't want to watch the Manning cast, then you watch Joe and Troy. So it's a minefield broadcasting, and Tom Brady has stepped into it. So welcome to the real world.
Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Bo Nix. What were your first impressions of the quarterbacks?
Yeah, exactly what I thought. Up and down. I mean, Jaden was all over the place. Anthony Richardson was all over the place. He was the second man, but he threw a 60-yard. That was a howitzer that he threw for a touchdown in that game against Jacksonville. But I thought all the young quarterbacks struggled, which you would expect. The one that looked probably the most solid out of the three of them, I would give that to Bo Nix. Caleb Williams really didn't do too much. Their defense did a lot of that against the Titans. Jaden Daniels is going to be a really good player. If he could just – he's got to stop running and putting his shoulder down, or he'll be this year's version of Anthony Richardson and only make it through about two or three games. But he definitely has, like, wow talent. I mean, he jumps off the page at you when you watch him. So I think it's only going to get better for those guys. And the good thing for Chicago is they won a game where, you know, Caleb Williams did not play well, but their defense basically beat the hell out of the Titans, especially in the second half. So that's good news for Chicago.
All right, time now for the McFarland Energy Question of the Week. McFarland, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC services. And Wiggy has the question.
Boomer, when you start to like kind of look at the AFC and the NFC based on their conference, doesn't it seem like, you know, and I know it's still early to tell, but it seems like Baltimore and Kansas City kind of a class ahead of everybody else. And in the NFC, I kind of feel like Dallas and Philly looks that way. You know, Green Bay, obviously, they're in a position now where they're going to lose Jordan Love for a few weeks. What's your take after week one? I know it's early here, but what's your take as far as who are the teams that you feel like might be the superior teams coming out of both of the conferences?
I'll tell you what, Detroit last night looked really good. Especially at home, indoors, they're going to be a bitch to beat in that building, especially with the way that their defense played last night. They were all over Matthew Stafford, so I would throw them in that mix as well. Kansas City, of course. Baltimore's going to be tough. You know, probably one of the biggest winners and one of the biggest losers yesterday were the Pittsburgh Steelers. That was Steeler football. Wasn't pretty. Justin Fields was okay. But Kirk Cousins got his ass kicked. And a couple more weeks like that, people are going to be screaming for Michael Penix Jr. down there. And that's the last thing that Raheem Morris and the Atlanta Falcons want. So, you know, it was a great weekend for the AFC East. We'll see if that continues tonight with the Jets at the 49ers. But You know, this is a long season, Jermaine. You and I both know that. It's overreaction city week one. And there's going to be a lot of pressure on teams to come back and win next week, especially here in New York when it comes to the Giants. I mean, this was like one of the worst situations that Brian Daboll can find himself in, because now all of a sudden, after this flatlined offensive game and much maligned offensive quarterback, you're going to get calls for Daboll's job, and it's just going to get uglier and uglier until they turn this thing around, if they can turn it around.
So overreaction-wise, you're saying we shouldn't start planning a duck boat parade?
No, not yet. Not yet. Now, listen, if they go 7-0 and they beat these teams on the schedule, I'll be the first guy in that parade. We'll be leading it. Maybe Jermaine could lead, because he picked the Bengals to beat the Patriots yesterday.
Hey. We're gonna need a bigger boat.
Yeah, it's all right.
Boober, speaking of big, I remain and continue to be so impressed by Patrick Mahomes and everything he does. It's hard not to be. And it's hard not to see the contrast in all of his, quote, rivals winning at the contract negotiation but losing on the field. It feels like every day another guy that he's competing against signs a new record deal while he's just working on winning a three-peat.
Yeah, I think they'll give him a new deal next year. They'll rip up this deal and they'll give him a new deal that will reflect the importance of him. I know he signed a 450 10-year deal. Actually, he made more money than Tom Brady. Think about that for a second. But, they're going to have to give him a new deal. This is a $60 million guaranteed contract per year for Dak Prescott, the extension, which is, he sets the bar now. And the bar is going to have to be eclipsed. And the only one I think that is prepared to eclipse that would be Patrick Mahomes, that will be after this season. I mean, since Patrick Mahomes got there, I think the worth of the Kansas City Chiefs has probably risen $2.5 billion. So I think it's time that the Hunt family step up and pay him, but it won't happen until next year. Maybe they'll do it in the middle of this year. I'm not sure. But there's no question that contract will get redone.
Well, Wiggy and Courtney hate this, but Kendrick Lamar does nothing for me halftime show-wise. I'm not excited about it at all.
But yeah, I don't know. What was that announcement yesterday? I mean, he's working with the Jugs machine. I didn't get that. Was that, hey, Jermaine, can you help me with that?
Was like there's a special guest that we're waiting on for him. I mean, maybe that's who we were saying, hey, you got to be able to run routes. But I don't mind Kendrick Lamar. I have no issues with it.
I have no problem with it. But, I mean, it's like the announcement was a little awkward and corny and cringeworthy, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, people would have known who he was because the camera angle was so far away, and you just don't recognize his voice if you don't know him. So I bet a lot of people were like, man, what the hell is going on?
Greg walked in saying, I like Kendrick and Lamar.
Exactly. I was like, are there two people or is it one person? I wasn't sure. I don't know. It was an awkward deal, but at the end of the day, it is week one and not everybody's on their game.
Oof. All right, Boomer. Well, you are, and thanks for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Congratulations. Enjoy the week.
Well, it is a Patriots Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium, and Gerard Mayo gets his first win as a head coach, and he will join us in just about 10 minutes. Wiggy brought this up earlier. If you had the Pats under 4.5 wins, has your outlook completely changed? Maybe mine has. I mean, I definitely, I had them underwise. Shyman, I don't know. Maybe they get 6, 7, 8 wins if they can keep it going.
Then you run into the situation though, and I'm sure a lot of people are having this conversation today. What if you end up with 8 wins?
Mm-hmm.
You miss the playoffs, and then you don't have like a great pick in the draft.
So what?
You lose on both sides. But people are going to have that conversation today, Sean.
Are you going to lose, though? Like, if Drake May comes in the end of the season and wins a couple more games and has confidence going into next season, is that bad?
No, that's a good thing.
Right. Yeah. Nobody looked at the Bledsoe final four games of his rookie year with that they won going into 94 as this bad thing that they couldn't get a better pick.
But you're assuming that Drake May gets in, though. What if they roll with Jacoby all season long, they get 8 wins, not a great pick in the draft, and then you don't even know what you have with Drake May going into next season?
If this team is good enough to win 8 games with Jacoby Brissett, then they'll win 10 games next year with Drake May.
That's why it drives me crazy, but I tend to lean toward Wiggy this morning, where he says, if you can do very similar to what you did yesterday with Jacoby Brissett, then what the the sky's the limit, maybe,
right.
if Drake May is what you think he is, why not get there sooner than later?
Right. If the biggest concern with everybody was protecting Drake May, and the offensive line looks like, you know, like we all talked about after week four, right? If the offensive line looks like, all right, they've done a good job protecting Jacoby Brissett, and if we feel like then, or when I say we, if the Patriots feel like they can protect Jacoby Brissett, meaning they can also protect Drake May, then why wouldn't you play him? Because that was your only concern, was your concern was, you know what would be, and I know it's probably not a great question to Mayo, but I wonder if the only reason why they started Jacoby Brissett is because was they were unsure what the offensive line was going to look like. If the offensive line was great throughout preseason and really was like, you like, all right, this is one of their better positions, do you think Drake May would have been starting week one?
I think it sounds like Curtis brought it up earlier. It really does sound like they had the plan, and whatever the plan was, they decided they were going to stick to the plan. And so I guess the question going forward is how long does the plan have Drake May sitting for?
Well, the one answer we have is that the quarterback controversy of the clunky rollout of why is Jerod Mayo being so transparent with the media? Why is he this whole hullabaloo that occurred when I was off? It's just much ado about nothing.
Yeah.
The people in that locker room obviously feel that Jerod Mayo is a good communicator. Whatever that, you know, I think it's clear that there are differing motives, right? You have Elliot Wolf, whose job is to make sure that Drake May is successful. Elliot Wolf is tied directly to the career of Drake May, whereas Jerod Mayo is tied directly to the success of this team. So there had to be a compromise where they don't rush him and embarrass Elliot Wolf, but they also ensure that the line is ready. And I think Wiggy's spot on that the offensive line, if it continues to perform the way it did yesterday, then we'll see Drake May week five.
This is Jim from Uxbridge. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, I want to know what they're going to do when they stop the running. Brissett has to beat the other team.
What?
When they stop running the football, I mean, we'll talk to Jerod Mayo about that. I mean, Boomer, you just heard Boomer say that Ramondre Stevenson ran the ball 25 times yesterday. You can't do that every single week. Wiggy said it earlier. It's pretty easy when it comes to the defense to, you know, stack it up and stop you from doing that. But, I guess you wait until you get to that point.
Yeah, I think that's going to be we've seen before. I think we've seen with the Patriots in the past couple of years, your team is going to be led by your defense, run the football, and your quarterback be a game manager. That's what this Patriots team is. The only thing that changed with what their scheme looks like is the guy standing on the sidelines. When you think about when Bill was here, and now you even think about Mayo, the scheme is play great defense, run the football, quarterback be a game manager. And so now the question is, how long of a game manager can Jacoby Brissett be?
And I would also say, though, people saying, when are they going to run the ball? I think the Bengals knew the Patriots were going to run the ball in their final drive. I think everybody in the building knew that. And Ramondre Stevenson was still able to get a couple first downs.
Yeah.
So to say that they're not going to be able to do this when everybody expects them to do it, well, that wasn't the case yesterday. I mean, it was pretty clear that Jacoby Brissett wasn't going to throw a deep pass when they're trying to bleed the clock out. And Ramondre Stevenson was able to bounce outside. And I do think it's a concern that Ramondre is not going to sustain 25 carry per game pace and stay on the field. It's impossible. But it's so important for Jerod Mayo and this new nucleus to have early success. It's just the way we're talking today, you have such a long runway. Now it's, well, I guess week five works for Drake May, as opposed to if Brissett's picked off on that throw that should have been intercepted in the end zone and Burrow comes back, or they don't fumble the ball at the 1 yard line and the Bengals win, we're now saying, okay, they need to win Sunday or else they're going to be 0-4. Whereas now it's 1-0, Sunday's kind of house money, and then you see where you are.
But even with that being said, if you look at yesterday's game, even if he does throw the interception and you don't lose this football game, you still say the offensive line looked good. They protected Jacoby Brissett. He's just not good enough to make those plays. Or he's just, he, you know.
Right, but then you'd be saying we need Drake May.
Right, and so my thing is, still have that same mindset. Even though you won week one, still have the same mindset. If the offensive line looks good and you're running the football and you're playing good defense, still have the mindset of, let's get Drake May in there.
Well, I think it's a great thing to ask him. You know, did the performance of the offensive line, who allowed one sack,
mm-hmm.
Does that change your mind at all when it comes to when you may be able to get Drake May in there?
I guess that's a great way you can put it that way.
But I still think that there's some obligation, which he mentioned on this show, that he feels to Jacoby Brissett, like to give him a fair shot at it and to keep Jacoby Brissett in there as long as, you know, he's not making big mistakes.
Right. That was part of the plan, I think. That's why Jacoby Brissett during training camp, during preseason, seemed very laid back.
But that's not the way to coach. That's not a good way to coach. Like that, you shouldn't be coaching saying, all right, we promised the guy this, that, and the other. You should be coaching to, like, what's the most beneficial thing for our football team, right? For us to win as many games as we can this year and also prepare us for next year. And if that is come week five or six where you go, okay, we're sitting here at 2-2, maybe even 3-2. The offensive line has done a good job. Maybe it's time we throw the young kid in to get him the experience. Now we're not so much concerned with him getting killed, throwing him into play rather than going, well, we promised Jacoby this, so we told Jacoby that. It's just like, you shouldn't be coaching that way. You should be coaching, you know, we need to eventually get the young kid on the field, and Jacoby would have to be in a position to go, okay, I understand, I get it, that's why you drafted him. Like, I don't think Mayo should be saying, all right, I promised Jacoby this, so you know, let's ride with him and at least.
And he's been very emotional, so you don't want to get that to him pregame.
Well, he only cried three times yesterday.
To be honest, I was crying tears of joy all day. I haven't been that happy in a long time. What a great day.
And it is the vibe. It is the way that, you know, like you talk about the way that these Courtney always bring it up. It is the way that these players talk about Jerod Mayo and how things have changed. When we talked to Jelani Tavai on Friday, and it was the same kind of like, you know, things are different.
All right, well, Jerod Mayo will be here with us next, and you can head right to YouTube or right to Twitch and see the big smile on his face. Jerod Mayo, head coach of the New England Patriots.
Undefeated.
Undefeated head coach of the New England Patriots with us next on a Patriots Monday.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 all right.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.